I love you. I really do. But sex with her is better. You have to know that I enjoy it more. And we don't argue. She doesn't make me feel like I'm less than you. She makes me feel intelligent, makes me think I can do things with how clever I am, win things, that I'm unusually clever, and I've never felt that with you. Sorry, but not in the same way. Do you understand that?
I understand.
You always make me feel like shit because you're so insecure. We've talked about that.
We've talked about that, yes. We worked through exactly that.
And we don't have any plans for the future, you and me. You don't like to speak about it. You close my mouth, sew it shut whenever I mention it because you think we're tempting fate or whatever, but it means we've never progressed. And bringing your dad here, I mean, what a fuck up.
I'm family.
So much insecurity. You wanted me to speak, so let me speak. And don't criticise me if I get my words wrong. She's better. She's better than you. Look at her. I don't want to be crude, but her vagina is amazing. I love touching it and looking at it. And she reads the same novels as me. And she cooks as well. Maybe not like you, not technically in the same league as you. But it's not from recipes in The Guardian. It's proper. She's learnt it from her mum. It's not posh, it's not flashy, but it's...
Her grass is greener right now.
You want to know
That's
what I am?
All.
Okay, I don't know, okay? At uni, when I finally decided I'd do it and come out, all these people hugged me and were proud of me and said how brave I was, and suddenly people were touching me and I was wearing different clothes and I was part of a scene. Even walking differently, I think, and everyone said that the real me was emerging, that I'd been repressed, and so I thought I must have done the right thing then, but it didn't feel like that to me. I had to make more of an effort than before, and yes, I fancied men, a lot, but I never got why that changed anything except who I wanted to fuck. What did it matter? Gay, straight, words from the 60s sound so old. Only invented to get rights, and we've got rights now.
Some rights, not enough, and they're under attack all the time and not properly defended in this country.
Horrible, horrible
people
words,
like you.
I see now, I can see that it's about who the person is. Not man or woman, but what they're like, what they do. Why didn't anyone say? I thought your generation was all for that. Peace, love. So why are you telling me that what I sleep with is more important than who I sleep with?
You love my son. That's
why are
important.
You telling me I have to know what I am? It doesn't matter. I love him because he makes me toast in bed and he's scared of cling film. I love her because she makes me feel as old as I really am. She's gentle. You've never been that.
Gentle. No.
No. No. But then again, maybe you're right. Better the devil, you know.
Yeah, not a decision all that, though, is it?
I seem to be holding her hand, don't I?
If you say so. Maybe you should both go, then. I need to get dessert.
John, no.
I don't understand this. John, this isn't you. You'll regret this. I'd better check.
Come on, let's go. John?
I just want to be happy.
We will be.
Yes.
You told him. He knows now.
Yes. Oh, but they're right. Everyone I've ever looked at or had sex with or anything has been a man. So,
that
except you,
matter.
And you seem perfect, but maybe I'm depressed, ill.
No.
Well, probably this is just madness, some emotional problem. As he said, no one else has these issues, so maybe I need to...
You love me.
Some psychosis caused by a homophobic society
John,
or something.
John, you're thinking everywhere.
Maybe they're right. It's what I'm born with, my genes, my nature. Just men, just gay, clear...
This isn't good for you. This house, him, look at how you are right now. It makes you feel young and small and stupid. And it's not about sexuality at all in the end. It's what he does to you.
Yes.
So now's when you leave.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
So, the dessert was cheesecake. Here it is. Cheesecake. A major favourite, John. Your favourite in all the world. A nice cheesecake. I think it was going to be a tactic, a final gesture in case things hadn't gone well. A final bribe or flourish or something. A really big cheesecake, but too late now. And am I not pathetic? I spent all my time on this and look at it. Big and goopy. I feel so stupid bringing it out now. Really, really. I do, but Dad said I should show you what I did, the effort, all that. So there it is, John. There's your cheesecake. If you feel like staying with me for a bit, you could have some. We could share a piece if you like. But you're going with her, aren't you? So you should probably fuck off now and me and Dad will eat it instead. Bye.
John's made his decision. We're leaving. Thanks for the evening. I'm sorry it's been so difficult. John. John, come on.
I'm supposed to make a decision what I am.
What?
What I am.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Why do you...
I'm... Sorry. It's... I can't.
All right, then. I'll get your coat. Here. Here you are. Your coat. Your coat. Here. Here. Put it on. He's made his mind up. We've had enough now. All of us, I think. Here.
Oh, Jesus! What are you doing?
You want me to go?
Are you all right?
Yes.
So I'll go forever. And me wearing your shirt in a hotel in Paris, walking around, glimpses of what's between my legs, all of that and everything else in the future, all leaving, all going, me pregnant, eating biscuits, and then the hospital bed, everything you described to me, everything we imagined, you holding my hand, and Jack's born and grows up, there he is, and later Catherine, and later their kids, all six of them, gathered together to see us, all of us around the table at Christmas, see? We're all smiling, and I'm still looking great, even though we're old, and everything about us both is beautiful until we die, together and happy. All of that is walking out the door, and you'll be left with him, just him, and his cake! So... Good decision, John. Well done. Fuck you. Shit. Look at me before I go. Look at me. Right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She was...
It's all right. It's all right now. Isn't it? We're fine.
Come here.
No. No. Go away. Stand further away.
I thought I was the one you...
This isn't what I want. I just... I think this is easier.
dinner was excellent.
Thank you.
Do you want me to stay tonight? Or shall I...
Yes, stay. There's sofa bed in the spare room. You've done it before, you know where it is.
Maybe I'll leave you. Go upstairs. Sort myself out.
Okay.
Good. I'm sorry if I've... Love you both.
Thank you.
I mean it.
Thanks, Dad. So, you can help me take these through. After 7 years, I wasn't just going to let you go. If you want children, we can have children and Christmas and whatever, all of that. We can have that ourselves. You know we can do anything you want. We can. Are you going to help?
No.
You see, there's your nature coming through. That's genetic laziness. Right there.
Can you go away? Go away back inside the house and close the door. And leave me out here for the evening on my own, please.
You've made a decision now. You can't go back.
I know. I'm your trophy.
Before you come in, can you bring the cushions and make sure the lights are off? Yes? John? John? You fucking prick. I'll go. But I just need a yes from you. Cushions and lights. Yes? One little word, and I'll... Come on, say it.
Yes.
Say it. Yes, I'll bring them in when I come and switch off the lights. Yes.
In Cock by Mike Bartlett, John was played by Ben Whishaw, M by Andrew Scott, W by Catherine Parkinson, and F by Paul Jessen. Cock was first presented by the English Stage Company at the Royal Court Theatre in 2009, directed by James MacDonald. The producer for the BBC was Mary Peat.